Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Rascal is bringing us back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend, Kita Spock. Kita, I need your website, please.
KitaSpock.com, KitaSzpak.com.
The book is called A Simple Life. That's one of her two books. Tipping Point to Happiness is another one. Much of her writing there, all of her writing there on the website, folks, I encourage you to go there, including the piece about parking tickets we just talked about. Let's move over and talk about another topic, Kita. Making sure that we're spending our time wisely is one of the toughest parts of being a small business owner, because time is our most valuable asset. We can't synthesize it. We can make more money, but we can't make more time. And knowing how to apply our time ourselves to the time that we have is really a critical executive skill, isn't it?
It certainly is, and I think I have a couple of points I wanted to bring up during this. Sometimes we mistake busyness for productivity, and that's a common error. It's a common occurrence where one is busy. And busy, and boy, what a long day I had, and it was a 12-hour yesterday, and I don't know if I can get through it today, etc. And a lot of that kind of talk and that kind of busyness is almost like a buffer against what is truly real.
Let me tell you a term that I hear from some people that they have never heard me say in my life to them. I'm just slammed today. Have you heard that term?
Yes.
I'm just slammed. When I hear that from people, it's oftentimes people, if I know them, it's oftentimes people who wouldn't know what slammed was if they actually were slammed.
Mm-hmm.
but they use those words to make themselves feel better.
One is manifesting, or one is expressing externally what one wants others to think or see of them, when in fact, Jim, what's going on either internally or in their business is not the case.
Mm-hmm.
Not the case. And what I would suggest in this case is perhaps if you have a list of 10 items that you have to get through, let's make that list shorter, and let's use maybe perhaps three things that one does daily, and then introduce beside those three priorities a block of time where you just are sitting quietly, where you are maybe able to reflect on what has been going on that day or that week, but give yourself a buffer of timeout, because it is the timeout where you actually will be able to figure out what's working and what is not.
So give yourself time just to not have anything to do, just to think?
Just to think, take a walk, even if it's a 5-minute.
Brain researchers will tell you that the best time to do that is early in the morning.
Yeah,
They've told me, Kita, that your right brain, which is your creative side, wakes up before your left brain, the engineer side, does. They say it wakes up as 30 to 45 minutes earlier than their left brain, and that if you want to get your creative ideas out, your silly ideas, the things that your left brain will tell you you can't do, you got to get those out early in the morning. And so I think that's the reason why we all have great ideas in the shower, so to speak.
Right. You're dead on. In my case, in speaking about these timeouts, they're breathing periods, because I think that through the day, a busy person needs a breather, needs whether it's a walk around the block, actually taking a lunch, that they are then able to step back from the busyness of the day, step back from what they've just asked someone to do.
And when you're saying you're saying lunch, you're talking about lunch by yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And sometimes some business people, entrepreneurs, are more engaged. They want to be around. They need to be on top of things. There's another term that people use a lot. I want to be on top of this. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm suggesting get off it. I'm suggesting try looking at something from a different perspective, and that may mean getting off an issue, getting off a situation, allowing a group of employees to get a project done before you start troubleshooting, before you come in to issue those parking tickets.
Right.
And in that
go ahead. No, go ahead.
And in that respect, that will decrease that busyness that you've been engaged in, because parking tickets are part of that busyness syndrome, and allow you to actually create more time for yourself to then identify top priorities.
And you might want to wait to give that parking ticket after you had that moment, because I know one thing, my first reaction is often wrong. If I take the time to contemplate what I'm about to do, what I'm about to say to someone, I'll usually do a better job.
Yes, and that, of course, brings in the whole idea of mindfulness,
yeah.
Which, again, yeah. is a wonderful
Kita, I got to wrap it up because I want to make sure I get Kita Spak, S-Z-P-A-K. It's her website, KitaSpak.com. Kita, thanks for coming. Good job. Come back soon.
Will do.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.